Audio Summary: Mastering Adult Relationships with David Richo's Insightful Guide 1 What's How to Be an Adult in Relationships? How to Be an Adult in Relationships by David Richo explores the theme of emotional maturity and healthy relationships. The book emphasizes the importance of self-awareness, authenticity, and effective communication in fostering loving partnerships. Richo discusses the significance of recognizing one's emotional needs, setting boundaries, and taking responsibility for one's actions to cultivate deeper connections. By integrating principles of psychological growth and relational wisdom, he offers readers practical strategies to navigate challenges and create fulfilling relationships built on mutual respect and understanding. Point two key concepts of how to be an adult in relationships in Chapter 1 of How to Be an Adult in Relationships, David Richo introduces the theme of self-awareness and emotional maturity as fundamental for healthy relationships. Subsequent chapters that relate closely to this theme include Chapter 3, which discusses the importance of self-acceptance in fostering genuine connections, and Chapter 5, which emphasizes the need for emotional intelligence and understanding one's own feelings and needs. Additionally, Chapter 8, which focuses on personal boundaries, also ties back to the theme of self-awareness, highlighting how knowing oneself is crucial to maintaining healthy relational dynamics. Point 3 in-depth chapter analysis of How to Be an Adult in Relationships by David Richo in How to Be an Adult in Relationships by David Richo. Each chapter is intricately woven into the central theme of self-awareness and emotional maturity in interpersonal connections. For instance, Chapter 2, titled The Art of Being Present, emphasizes the importance of mindfulness in relationships. Richo discusses how being fully present strengthens intimacy and trust, illustrating this with examples of how distractions and negative patterns can sabotage relationships. This chapter lays the groundwork for later discussions on vulnerability and acceptance by showing that self-awareness is key to engaging authentically with partners. Conversely, Chapter 6, The Power of Vulnerability, builds on the foundation set in earlier chapters by highlighting the necessity of emotional openness for healthy relationships. Richo argues that vulnerability is not a weakness, but a strength that fosters deeper bonds. He supports this with real-life scenarios where couples who embrace vulnerability experience transformative changes in their relationships, breaking down barriers and fostering an environment of love and support. This connection between presence and vulnerability illustrates Richo's overarching theme that adult relationships thrive on authentic engagement, requiring both self-awareness and the courage to be open. Point 1. Listen How to Be an Adult in Relationships audiobook summary at Bookie. https://www.bookie.app/audiobook/how-to-be-in-adult-in-relationships. 2. Buy How to Be an Adult in Relationships at Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/s?k=how+to+be+and+adult+in+relationships. 3. Buy How to Be an Adult in Relationships at Kobo. https://www.kobo.com/us/n/search?query=sign How to Be an Adult in Relationships and languages=n. For dot search How to Be an Adult in Relationships at world.at. https://search.worldcat.org/n/search?q=sign How to Be an Adult in Relationships and offset=1.